sometimes if I grew up where I won't get into too much, but it's like the approval of my father in my home was on my performance. Right? Mm-hmm. So I did well. I was the goody guy. I studied hard. I didn't break the family rules, so to speak. I wanted his acceptance, right? Now, I would use the word relational there. I would say the same word, relational, with my father. But really, I was leaning into a process and a performance for that relationship. That's not God, right? God says you don't have to perform for this relationship, right? Amen. So it's important that we see this stirring that you're the voice of encouragement to people around you, other churches, other believers, because without that revelation, they're going to lean into performance. Because when they're hurting, or there's a deep need, maybe it's financial, they tend to, what does the church expect of me? Right? I better go to church. I better go to my group. I better pay more offerings, right? Because I want this to go away. We don't know, right? We think it's going to make the relationship better, right? But that's fear, right? That's clearly not God. So I just encourage you, there's a voice that's inside of you that you have that's just from being here in this in family.
And being with him.
And, well, right, we're learning, we're waking up to this thing. We've been talking on for weeks now, or some weeks now, Kingdom of Heaven. What is this really about? And what is Jesus really saying? And it's this voice right here. It's this voice of being a kid, his kid. Like, it's no surprise. When Jesus shows up on the scene, you would call it his unveiling, right? His unveiling at the Jordan River. When he goes and John baptizes him, the heavens open up. What does God say? This is my beloved son.
Right.
It's like, it's the singular story that
right.
Jesus came. He came to show you sonship.
Right.
He came to show you how, right? All, it's almost like God saying, this is all you need to worry about, right? Forget everything you've been taught. Jesus, here, he's mine. He's going to show you. Watch him.
Right.
This is what relationship looks like with me. And he goes immediately from there and opens blind's eyes, heals the lame, right? He begins to rock their world.
And he takes the 12.
He goes, right, he disciples. And why is he bringing the disciples? Because the disciples, it's like, look, these are the ones that he's going to, like, send to the other regions and other areas, like, show them this, teach them this. Like, he's growing this culture. He's, like, he has to, it's a radical shift in thinking.
Right.
So he demonstrates it by power, as if to, like, put this spotlight on, this is what's true. Right? It's all about living as sons. It's always been relational, right? And we confuse it with our religious rules.
Yeah.
But we didn't know any better.
Right.
Culture said, perform this way.
Right.
He came and said, whoa, shock. It's like ice water in the face. Okay? And so, it's first words God said, first words he says about him, my son.
Yeah.
This is my son. How's, I mean, it's like, wow.
And then Jesus says, these are my brothers. About us.
Right.
I was remembering Yvonne. Remember Yvonne that came and visited?
Yeah.
Remember what she said? She said, I'm glad I learned how to see in the spirit. She's able to see.
Right.
Angels and, I mean.
So I just encourage you as a way of, and I'll teach this next time. I'm still on Kingdom of Heaven, and I've got something important to share. But
I would encourage practicing to see.
So I was just going to say, this thing of, like, you're going to have Darren and Emily's in your life that are going to come, and they shared a fear. They shared a hurt. They shared a need. And you get to do one of two things. I can step into their fear, or I can encourage them into their freedom, right?
Right, that's
the show, point them to their empowerment. Point them to their authority.
Their identity.
Right? Their identity as sons, as family. And you get to do that. You can do that simply by when you share testimonies, right? Borrow his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Adolf prayed for this guy in his truck, and
mm-hmm.
this is what happened. Mm-hmm. Borrow testimonies. Borrow them. Tell them. This is what. But be culture shifters. Be the ones who are speaking that other voice. Don't ever agree
right.
with fear. Don't
right.
ever agree. Step into somebody's guilt and shame. Never. Right. Always be the voice that says right. It's easy to agree with somebody. Oh yeah, I've been there.
Right.
But it takes a strong. Right? You have confidence. Be the one that says, that's not who you are. This is who you are. So I speak encouraging and empowering and releasing.
Going back to your alley story, that reminded me of the story, is it in the Old Testament? Was it Elijah or Elisha? He's with a servant. The servant opens the door in the morning and they're surrounded. Army.
Right.
And he's all fearful, freaked out. And then what does he say? What does Elisha say?
Well, there are more for us than
he
against
says,
us.
Lord,
open his eyes that he would see. There are more for us than against us.
So ask God to open your eyes so you can see in the spirit.
Let's just do that right here as a way of closing today. And so even for Aaron and for Katie and Taft, we bless you guys today. Yay. We bless you. And we would say this is the week where our eyes see
right.
more like heaven sees.
Hearts.
Our hearts.
The eyes of our
hearts. The eyes
yeah.
of our hearts are open to seeing the way Papa sees, the way
right.
Father is seeing. God has a perspective on your crisis and on your struggle. Heaven has an awareness, has wisdom of what to do with your big question, right? So when we say open up our eyes that we would see like you see, understand like, right, we're adopting
right.
heaven's plan for this,
right.
okay? Heaven has a response to
right.
sickness, it has a response to pain, it has a response to crisis, right? So this week, God, just like Elisha prayed for his servant,
mm-hmm.
God, we say, open up our eyes
yeah.
that we would see in spirit this week. God, we pray for the stripping away, that blinders come off, those things that are confusing us about what heaven's plan is and what your truth is. God, we just say, help us see. Cause us to see this week. And God, our confession is this. We agree with heaven.
Mm.
We agree with what you're saying, God. God, so we speak those words. We just speak those words into our week. We agree. We agree with what heaven wants to do this week. So, God, we walk powerful. We're confident. We're the greatest lovers that our city has ever seen. God, people are going to come and connect with us because there's something on us. There's something about us, God. Your presence just leaks out of us, and people want that touch. It's like the man that Adolf saw in the parking lot.
Mm.
He just stared at him. There's something he sees
right,
in there.
Right.
So God, people want to connect with that love this week. So for Katie and Aaron, for those here in this room, we just say, God, we're the biggest lovers that our city has ever seen. They're going to come to us for answers. They're going to come to us for encouragement. They're going to come to us in desperation and need, God, and so we bring heaven to them in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Good. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.